It's a rainy, windy spring Friday in Seattle, and the traffic is slow. Hey, this is Todd, and this is Radical Real Life. It's slow, but I decided to go down to the south end of Seattle, which is basically, it ended up being an hour drive from where I was, making a stop further north in Seattle. So it's going to be an hour drive, but I wanted to get this lab test done for a health screening, and it's south, but I'm committed. So I go. I actually had my doctor here near me do part of the tests, and I'm going to my integrative doctor who does great things for me on a cutting edge area for health. And so I committed to go. So I go, I'm patiently moving through traffic. And this ties into this idea. As I was listening to another podcast about blame, so how we blame others, other things, traffic for being late, traffic for being slow, how we project out or how we internalize blame and take blame endlessly. This is really poignant for me and has been for the past years. But it's come into my consciousness and how to live better and live well. So back to the story, I pull into the driveway. I'm feeling good. I was kind of just being present, not projecting out, just letting it be, going along, listening to the podcast too, getting some ideas. And as I go up to the desk, I hand the test requisition form to the young lady, and she says, "So, are you fasting?" I'm like, "No, I'm not fasting." And she goes, "Oh, well, you need to be fasting for about one-third of these tests to be effective and accurate." And I'm like, "Oh, no." And so I tried to figure out a way to work around the non-fast, like, "Oh, so which tests would not be accurate if we didn't do them?" So you have what was it? All these cholesterol tests, some other tests, you know, I'm like, "Oh, so I'm trying to figure out ways to get around it." But no, the fact is, as I look back at the form I was given, it says right there, "Please provide above patient with the following: fasting." Oh, you know what? And I don't know about these other tests either. So I don't know if I did them right. So there we go. I'm sitting there and reflecting on the thought of blame. And well, it says right there, and I wasn't fasting. So applying that idea, just bring myself now, say, "Okay, well, keep moving forward. Figured out what some options to do, how I could come back. Maybe I can get somebody could draw my blood out in my area. Then I could send the test back. That's a possibility. So that might save me from having to drive back down there." But bottom line, it was right there. I didn't read it. Now, thinking I could internalize this and really get upset, which has often happened, and we get angry with ourselves. Right, we blame ourselves and like, "Oh, you're stupid." This really sabotaging self-talk, which is not healthy or good either. So this goes deep in human nature with other people and ourselves. So I'm recognizing that. I'm like, "Well, you know, it happened. I do a lot of things. I have a lot going on. And I tend to just keep moving and miss things sometimes." So I just pulled back into my little town area here after about an hour drive back home on a Friday, enjoying the view as I moved through the freeway slowly. You know, the little pitter-patter of the rain, the pulsing of the windshield wipers, And there we go. So consciously thinking, applying. And now on the way home, I was listening to a podcast. I recommend this one. Kevin Kelly, fascinating individual, called Cool Tools. The latest little gadgets or physical things or just interesting things people are doing. And one, well, this episode covered like a really unique, well, no, that's not the word, unique, a really well-crafted pen that you can physically write with that's beautiful and balanced, etc. And also a source for wonderful, high-quality Italian paper, you know, papers to use your pen to, and a few other things, what was an interesting one? Oh, an app that you can prepay for photo postcards that can be sent out without you having to do anything other than enter them and pick some text you can put on the postcard, and it will be sent out to individuals for a really good price. So if you're taking a picture, you're out like I was the other day with some friends at our little campfire, and you want to have a memory of it, well, you take pictures, but usually, you know, they get lost in the stream of digital wind that just, you know, streams by. I don't have thousands of photos, right? So you could send it to them as a memory or as a gift. So that's cool. So anyways, Cool Tools with Kevin Kelly. Now, Kevin Kelly has written some amazing books. What Technology Wants is one of them. He's a practical futurist. He started the magazine, he was editor for Wired magazine, and way back in the day, I forget the catalog, the Whole Earth catalog. Yeah, fascinating person. So, you know, I enjoyed that podcast on the way back and thinking about some ways, you know, to prevent myself from creating this kind of quick little oversight. And one was to 3+. It's a little term for negotiating, like, okay, check it once, check it twice. Have someone else check something sometimes, you know. And I do blame the few head hits. So there we go. I mean, if I want to just blame for fun, I say, yeah, I had 2 car crashes. It's the truth is it did cause a problem with my memory somewhat, but those things are better. But, you know, still it's not a blame. It happened. It is as it is. So today's thought is consider, for me, this deep process of setting boundaries for interacting with others to not take the winds of blame, to look at the internalization of how I'm speaking to myself in just activity or relationships with other people, and certainly in business when things happen, to just keep moving, to set up where you're moving to a new level of awareness and consciousness that lifts this weight and re-enthrones choice and gives full respect to no from yourself or from someone else, like constantly, like to say no. That's another topic, but they all combine in this idea of blame or not blaming. And then one can come into a more enjoyable state. Things really happen. We feel and have the emotions. I have them. I wasn't happy in that moment, but the weight changes. Things move much more fluidly through, like in this simple process, at least having it a conscious. But yeah, it was right there. Now, if it had been someone else's issue, and I've had that happen where they didn't show up, for a bid. This, you know, I've given thousands of bids. Well, same thing. Things happen, whatever, they're just not there. That did happen the other day, actually. But I was able to look at the house and give the bid, but the person didn't show, and I just moved forward, and it was about an hour drive away too. So there we go. But I'm, the other thing, you know, some things, you know, I'm very motivated to get this done, and I want to move it forward. So when I get tenaciously focused to get something done, I'm going to keep moving. And, you know, it's a drive to do something is, you know, reflect on. So that's a thought. Time for a brownie, I think, you know. That was my thought on the way home. I'm going to assuage my little failure there with a brownie. Now, I'm addressing that to, you know, too many sweets. I kind of joke about that with friends and people, but I am dialing in a better diet and really taking that back, coming back to that fully. But there's moments in time for treats, and why not? You know, you only live once. So thanks for stopping by, listening. Hey, you have any questions for me, any ideas, you know, email me at todd@radicalreallife.com. I believe that's functional. I'm going to go check that. I'm going to be building out a page with like resource page over time here for things I find to discover. Cool tools, cool things and ideas, thoughts and discussions. So, but, you know, send me a message. Thanks for listening. You know, share it with someone. If you have some of my past podcasts, episodes that might be helpful to someone, I don't know, send it off. But look forward to more as we move through life's adventure, living creatively, which is what I want to do each day, true to yourself, to myself, and in that way you can be true to others and making the world a better place. So, cheers.